Yesterday was the 13th anniversary of O.J. Simpson's acquittal in the murders of Nicole Brown Simpson and Ronald Goldman. But once again, he was in court. This time, the courtroom was in Las Vegas, not Los Angeles. The charges were armed robbery and kidnapping, not murder. There was one other huge difference. O.J. Simpson was found guilty. NPR's Karen Grigsby Gates witnessed the courtroom drama and joins us now. Karen, thanks for being with us.
You're welcome, Scott.
And remind us how O.J. Simpson wound up in that Vegas courtroom.
Well, he had been in Las Vegas the year before, apparently, for a social event, and he'd heard that there were some dealers who were selling sports memorabilia that he thought had been illegally acquired from him. He didn't sell it to them. He wasn't sure how they had it. And he was kind of outraged that somebody else would be selling what he called his stuff. He felt that he was entitled to it, that the proceeds from that were what he was able to live on to help support his children. And so he wanted to get his stuff back. And mm-hmm. So that weekend, he, according to the prosecution, got together a couple of big guys, and according to the prosecution, again, decided that he was going to go up to the hotel room of the two memorabilia dealers and intimidate them into relinquishing their ill-gotten gains.
Is a lot of this case he said, she said, or he said, I think. I hadn't heard that there are any women there. I could be corrected. Is there better evidence?
Well, there was a lot of back and forth about who said what, who did what. But interestingly, the guy who arranged to put Simpson together with the dealers actually hid a small digital recorder on top of the armoire in the hotel room where they met. Mm-hmm. And so there's a recording of a lot of, it's pretty chaotic and muddy. There's a lot of shouting and, giving my stuff, and you guys have my stuff. And at some point, mention of a gun in the room. And so this is part of what the prosecution used when it made its case to the jury, that Simpson and one of his cohorts, a burly guy named Clarence Stewart, had guns and were brandishing them to intimidate these guys into giving mm-hmm. up their stuff.
Karen, when does Mr. Simpson get sentenced, and what's his exposure, as we say? How much time could he serve?
He and Mr. Stewart will be sentenced on December 5th. District Judge Jackie Glass has been very firm about the date, and she says that's the only thing on her docket that day, and that's what's going to happen. So in about another 2 months, we'll find out what the damage is. And he could face life, up to life in prison, because of the kidnapping charge. Apparently one of the charges is, someone blocked the door, the gun was being brandished, so it's first-degree kidnapping with a deadly weapon, and that the maximum penalty for that, Scott, is life in prison.
NPR's Karen Grigsby Gates, thanks very much for being with us.
You're welcome.